This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our good friend Lisa Soto, the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council. Tell us a little bit about the Indian River Lagoon and what we can do to help prevent muck.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about fertilizer. It is fertilizer season right now. It's spring. A lot of people are getting their landscapes together and their yards and their gardens. So I want to remind everybody that we don't want to have a green river, and fertilizer is one of the things that contributes to algae blooms. So a lot of the local communities have passed fertilizer ordinances.
What is the ordinance?
Most of the local ordinances, whichever city you live in, you can find out about your ordinance on the website called Be Floridian Now. If you're from Florida and you want to have a Florida yard, go to Be Floridian Now and it'll teach you all about Florida landscaping and the ordinances that are legal here. So go to Be Floridian Now and it'll explain it. There is a restriction on the application of nitrogen to the lawn from June 1 to September 30. So think about hurricane season. You should not apply fertilizer at all to the lawn from June 1 to September 30, but really you cannot apply nitrogen.
What kind of fertilizer is the most important to use?
So another part of all these ordinances is that if you're going to apply nitrogen, you have to apply 50% slow release nitrogen. On every fertilizer bag, there's a label that has three numbers on it. The label numbers are N, P, K. N stands for nitrogen, it's the first number. P stands for phosphorus, that's the second number. And the third number is K, which stands for potassium. The first number is nitrogen. You want it to be low. The second number needs to be zero, because another part of these ordinances is you cannot apply phosphorus to the lawn at all unless you do a soil test that shows that you need it. We actually mine phosphate in Florida for fertilizer, so our soils are naturally phosphorus rich. You don't need to apply more phosphorus. It's a waste of your money. So get a fertilizer that has a zero for the second number, and then your first number needs to be 50% slow release nitrogen.
How will people know? Does it say it on the bag?
Unfortunately, not very many fertilizer bags actually say that they're slow-release fertilizer, so you have to do a little bit more reading. Turn over the bag and look at the bottom, and there'll be a guarantee analysis label, and it'll say the units of slow release. If that number is half the number, that's the N number. So for example, if your N number is 16 and it says 8 units of slow release, you know it's 50% slow release.
When you're getting ready to go buy your fertilizer, first thing you want to do is look at the first number. The nitrogen is the most crucial. The second number is
phosphorus
and that should
be zero.
And to find out if it's slow release, you look on the back, the guaranteed analysis has a number there, and it should be 50% of the first number on the front of the bag.
Exactly right. Be Floridian Now, the team at Marine Resources Council, we're getting rack cards, educational materials out to the retail stores now to try to let the consumers know what products are legal and which ones aren't. How do you read a bag? Tell you more about the fertilizer ordinances, but you can go to BeFloridianNow.org and read all about it and find out, you know, which county you live in, which city you live in. What does your ordinance specifically say? In general, like I said, number one, cannot apply nitrogen to the lawn between June 1 and September 30. Number two, cannot apply phosphorus whatsoever any time of the year without a soil test. Number three, when you're applying nitrogen, it has to be 50% slow release. The fourth part changes, but it's a setback from the water. You cannot apply any fertilizer whatsoever within at least 10 feet of the water body, but that number changes by city. Some of them are as far as 25 feet from the water body. So that's where you need to go and look at your specific ordinance.
You have a website where people can link up with Be Floridian Now and find out all kinds of good things that they can do to help the lagoon. What's your web address?
We're at BeFloridianNow.org and then MRCIRL.org. And then you can go like us on Facebook and you'll get regular updates on what's going on with Be Floridian Now.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and helping us save our lagoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.